Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Most of us know what a bully is and how they behave. Many of us have watched constant bullying by military threats and the political meddling in other countries' affairs by a few rogue-type dictatorship. Some have become, in essence, world bullies, who all have a history of human rights violations. Most people know who they are. Invasions, corrupt politicians, invasive cyber intrusions are just the beginning of planned insurgencies to destabilize free democracies. In some cases, non-aligned independent countries have had their military infiltrated by insurgents and their political systems compromised by corrupt politicians. These corrupt traitor politicians only see personal gain by being sympathetic to that bully country's cause. Destabilizing any country's political systems is their goal. These rogue countries are creating instability and tensions between neighboring or even distant countries. These same bully countries all seem to embrace the same indoctrinated ideology with a hidden touch of political corruption for good measure. Aggressor countries that have full control over their militaries and their citizens have gained full rein to do as they please, blackmailing the rest of the civilized free world with their demands, lies and blatant threats is becoming a typical trait of these bully countries. This behavior is carried out by the few dictators without any prior approval from their citizens. Any country that militarily invades or tries to invade any free, independent or sovereign country under false pretense with clear intentions to permanently annex their land as their own should be dealt with immediately. These aggressor countries need to be completely isolated from the rest of the free world economies and trades along with all travel to and from that country completely ended. These bully countries are the reason why there is a need for more internal security and military spending to protect our free democracies from becoming victims of an oppressive regime. Unfortunately, there are a few countries' governments that see no need to invest more into their own military and our security. There is a need for political, mutual understanding safeguards to totally end any or all of these bully countries' oppressive threats. If not, then it could mean many more years of world conflicts between these countries who make threats against any country, its citizens or culture. People living in these politically oppressed countries need to stand up and unite together in order to change these dictatorship regimes that restrict and undermine their rights and freedoms. Changing the political direction of any rogue government can only be accomplished by a majority of its citizens revolting, or by unbiased, fair elections. Both usually come with oppressive political resistance or interference. Our freedoms must threaten these dictatorship existence and their lavish lifestyle only they enjoy, but not their citizens. Trying to change a government that is so politically coercive and militant against free democracies of the world would be a struggle. It shows us all what can happen to a country when people become complacent and let politically corrupt politicians in through their door. I'm sure the rest of the world's democracies would rather see a world of cooperation, living together peacefully rather than dealing with these few warmongering, narcissistic dictators. Ignoring world law by these no rules, their way only, oppressive, rogue countries just makes it more imperative that all of the free world democracies stand up to these self-proclaimed dictatorship. These dictatorship could be, or already are, the growing field for similar forms of Hitleristic types. The urgency to subdue, neutralize or eliminate these rising threats should be clear to everyone worldwide. These bully countries are at the core and are the main causes of world unrest and tensions. More distressing is the fact that some of those rogue countries now profess to have nuclear capability to use as a threatening tool. We all need to be vigilant and aware when any oppressive politician or bully country threatens any free democracies with threats of any kind, and we must counter those threats with our progressive resolve. It is well worth defending the freedoms that many of us enjoy, support and fought for. Peace, world freedom and human rights are at stake here and should be a priority to uphold for all by neutralizing all these world bullies. R. Kapil Siv, Ramara Township.